Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's do some headlines.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines.
Bregman deep to left field. Going back, Grossman. He is near the wall. Looks up. This ball's gone. Three-run home run, Alex Bregman on an 0-2 pitch. And the Astros out in front, 3-1.
Little bit of Bregman, little bit of Greinke, and the Astros back on track. That's all they needed was one game to get back on track.
So one game to get back on track.
They beat the A's last night. They salvage a game in that series. And thank God for Zach Greinke, man.
Is Aledmys Diaz going to be okay?
He's on the injured list now.
Yeah, I know. He's just ill as hell. But I only ask just because it's getting down to crunch time here with Josh Reddick. And you brought this up last week, but now I'm reading this article in the Crawfish Boxes where the Astros, in some respects, are hitting the ball better than anybody's ever hit the ball, and yet they're fifth in MLB in runs. Like, there's a drop-off, and it's so weird because you don't want to be complaining about this incredible lineup where 1-7, they are unbelievable. And then a catcher is a catcher. Like, there's nothing you're going to do about it. But Josh Reddick is hitting so poorly that they can't. They're not getting the run production with runners in scoring position, in large part because Josh Reddick has been so miserable. And you're getting to the point now where is it going to be Kyle Tucker? Is it going to be just Mariznick playing more? Because Mariznick, like,
moving
Mariznick,
Springer over the center. Yeah, like, I feel better about Mariznick hitting the baseball right now than I do Josh Reddick.
I mean, you've got to make this decision that Reddick's got one more year on his contract, and but that is what it is.
Yeah.
I hate complaining about it. In acting like, I feel like I'm a fraud for acting like it's a big deal when the offense is as good as it is, but they're not as good as they could be.
Yeah.
And it's as simple as Reddick.
When you put a lot of guys on base, Seth, you leave a lot of guys on base.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. Sad news out of the world of football over the weekend, and in the world of football here in the state of Texas, Cedric Benson, former running back, former Texas Longhorn, Chicago Bear, probably had his best success in the NFL with the Cincinnati Bengals, died tragically in a motorcycle accident over the weekend up in Austin. He was 36 years old. A lot of outpouring on Twitter yesterday for Cedric Benson. It was a nasty accident, man. A motorcycle accident in which I believe he was not the only one. He was not the only fatality, if I'm not mistaken.
And it's interesting, you know, and he was a free spirit, and he had his share of troubles through the time, but it's amazing how many people, including B.J. Simmons. This is what impressed me. B.J. Simmons said that when he went to Chicago, B.J. was like a fringe roster player, as a practice squad quarterback. Nobody knew who he was. And Cedric Benson kind of took him in and gave him rides to practice and everything just because he was from Texas. Like, oh, here's a kid from Texas. I'm going to go ahead and, you know,
it's like some
you
Friday Night Lights stuff right there, baby.
Yeah. So it sounds like Cedric Benson was one of those kinds of guys that just kind of had a zest for life, and people really liked being around him.
Dude, motorcycles, man. That's just something I can't wrap my brain around motorcycles.
It's like, and I would, to not speak of Cedric Benson's incident specifically, because I have no idea exactly what happened, but there's also something to be said for, like, because I like motorcycles, but what makes me cringe are when you're driving down the highway and somebody's going 120 in and out of traffic and everything. Like, responsible motorcycles.
Okay.
Out on a country road, you know.
Yeah. Little country music playing in your helmet there. To the NBA we go, and I didn't think we'd be talking about the NBA on August 19th, but Dwight Howard is back in our lives, possibly, Seth.
He is? What happened?
Well, not our lives.
This is news to me.
Yeah, well, you didn't hear this? Oh, Dwight Howard has received permission. He's a member of the Memphis Grizzlies right now. Nobody expects him to play for the Grizzlies this year, because that's how it works in the NBA. You get overpaid, you get traded to a crappy team, and for whatever reason, these crappy teams just write you a check for the rest of your salary, and you get to go away.
Well, they got a floor.
It's a really good deal.
Salary floor, yeah.
It's a really good deal. He's received permission to talk to the Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, good. Okay, good, good. Did anybody from the Lakers ask to speak to him?
Apparently they asked.
Just reach out?
No. Is it okay if I go talk to the Lakers?
Hey, Jeannie, I know you called me a loser indirectly, but I'd like to come too. Is Kobe still there? I'm kind of scared of him.
He kind of is still there, though. He's not on the team anymore. It's LeBron's team now. But the Lakers have a need at center after Boogie Cousins went down with the ACL injury. And the thinking is that Dwight Howard might be able to fill that void for them.
Did Boogie go down on Friday after our show? We haven't even talked about that on the show, did we? Or
did we
talk about it on Friday?
We talked about it on Friday. Yeah, briefly we talked about it on Friday.
I guess it's weird. I feel like I keep saying, well, that's got to be it for Boogie. But I don't want to say that anymore, but it's got to be it for Boogie.
ACL, quad injury, and a ruptured Achilles in the last 2 years.
This is the thing. The Lakers got to start thinking about how many... You've already got a guy in LeBron that's too old and tired to really hustle up and down the court or play defense when he doesn't feel like it.
You don't think Dwight's going to get out there and sacrifice for the team?
Is it Dwight going to run the court? No, he's going
to... I'm hoping Dwight asks for the ball in the low post like he did when he was here.
Does Dwight need five possessions in the first half demanded here? So we could not back up anyone that didn't weigh more than 210 pounds?
I pray this happens. Final headline, real quick.
He's like dribbling the ball. Shaq, look at me. I'm backing somebody up. Shaq, look.
And then he dribbles the ball off his foot, and he tips over. Derwin James suffered an injury over the weekend, Seth. Los Angeles Chargers, second-year safety. I feel bad for him. It's a foot injury. He's going to go in for surgery. The Texans play the Chargers in week three.
Yeah, I don't feel bad about them in week three. I feel bad for the snake-bitten nature of the San Diego Chargers and Phillip Rivers and however many people. Were they playing in front of more than 2,000 people in that preseason game?
I'm not sure.
It's hard to feel bad for teams that play in San Diego or L.A., just because you feel like, okay, whatever, you're living in this dream spot and everything, and nobody actually takes football all that seriously, especially when they're in San Diego. But there's something about the Chargers where it feels like they should have had more success than they've had.
They're not really wanted in the town that they're in.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah, that would be the weird thing about being drafted to. Some of these guys get drafted to the Chargers that played in the SEC. They're used to going to stadiums where 100,000 people are worshiping them every weekend. Now they're in the NFL, and they're going to be playing in a 30,000-seat soccer stadium where it's all the other team's fans.
Could they have made the Las Vegas thing happen if they'd been more aggressive about it?
The Chargers,
could they have ended up in Las Vegas before the Raiders?
That's a good question.
Because that's the missed opportunity there.
Yeah, big time.
And there's still a little bit of a conspiracy theory that somehow they're going to end up back in San Diego. But I know. As long as the owners are involved, I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so. They've kind of burnt that bridge.
Well, no, I mean, it would have to be – this would turn into the Raiders where – 5 or 10 years, however they're along their leases in L.A., it's going to be one of those sagas, a multi-year saga.
And then everybody's put their weapons down, and it's been too long, everybody's forgotten.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.